Welcome to episode 240 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Laura, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Lindsay, Sandy, George, and Donna. Puerto Vallarta is a top destination on Mexico's Pacific coast for sun-seeking, fun-loving, beach-bumming tourists. It is a popular stop for cruise ships on the Mexican Riviera's itineraries, and boasts beautiful hotels, beaches, and great nightlife. Recently, Sandy, Elizabeth, and Lindsay attended a workshop where they got to experience none of those things. Just kidding, mostly. While they did have workshops most of the time they were there, they also had time to experience some of the destination's all-inclusive resorts. And they also enjoyed a sunset or two. This week, we asked them to share what they experienced. So let's get started. Did y'all have a good time?
Loved it.
Yeah, Puerto Vallarta looks a lot like a conference room. Amazing. It looks just like one.
It was very cool. I loved it.
Yeah, it is a beautiful town. And we did get to drive through it a little bit on our way to here or there. But we definitely were not there on vacation like many other people were. So.
Well, your sunset pictures looked amazing.
Lovely, truly beautiful.
So let's talk a little bit of how you get there.
So it's funny because I, knowing this was on the West Coast, I was thinking it was on like West Coast time, the same as California, and it's not. Mm-hmm. It's only an hour behind Eastern time. It's on Central time.
It's like literally just south of Texas, but I mean, it's Western Mexico, but you can look at a map all day long and West Coast is West Coast. Exactly.
Well, it took me about as long to get there as it took me to get to LA. So.
Yeah. There are no nonstops from Raleigh, Durham. So I went through Atlanta.
I went through Houston. Yeah. That was really cool.
Yeah. So, but both American and Delta have lived there. Lindsay, did you have a nonstop?
I had a nonstop. There are nonstops from Seattle.
Yeah.
4.5 hours.
I think pretty much anywhere west of the Mississippi has nonstops. It's just, it's like the Mississippi seems to be that breaking point where, everybody on the east side of the Mississippi goes to Cancun. And
I was on United and we stopped in Houston. That was my first time through Houston too. And that's a pretty nice airport.
Yeah, I have clients going in January and from Philly on Delta. Actually, they decided to fly from Harrisburg, but both were on Delta. And I couldn't find any nonstops for them.
Yeah, I really do think it is. I mean, there's probably from New York, you can probably fly there, but it's not as common. And I will say our workshop was much more heavily weighted toward travel agents from the left side of the country too. Did you feel the same way, Lindsay? Did you notice that as well?
I did. And in my free time around the resort, I ran into a lot more people from California and Washington State.
Yeah.
From anywhere else, a lot more of the guests were.
You mean those people that screamed at you when we were doing the resort tour?
Those people that I made friends with? Yeah. we had a grand old time in the pool bar.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
It's definitely a big cruise ship destination. When I came in on Wednesday and there were 6 cruise ships in the port.
Wow.
There were 2 when I came in.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the resort that we were staying at, they allowed day passes from the cruise ships. In fact, the Wonder was in.
The Wonder was there the day I arrived.
Do you know that we actually knew someone on that ship who was actually in Puerto Vallarta and we didn't know?
What?
His name starts with an F.
Freddie?
No,
totally, yes.
Wow.
We did a presentation. I won't be too secretive about it, but our Disney rep was actually on that ship and was there that Thursday. I know. You guys ran into him on It's a Small World, so that's exactly what he told me. I was like, it's small. Anyway.
That would have been funny if I'd have run into him in Mexico, too.
Well, the thing was, he actually shared a tip of a great place to go. I was like, I just went. I'm not there now. I just went. I would have liked that tip, before. So He said there's this restaurant called La Palapas that's actually, you can rent a beach chair and a lounge chair and you can eat on the beach. And then at night they move most of the beach chairs away and you can eat on the sand. And he said the food is really not on the sand, but they put tables out on the sand. Mm-hmm. They don't make you sit in the sand. he took pictures of his tacos and stuff. It was really, really.
I didn't even know this.
I know.
Jeez. So on my transfer from the airport to the resort, they took us kind of like, they said it was the same way if you went through the town or if you bypassed it, but they took us through the town and it was really cool. I mean, like really old cobblestoney streets and all these squares. And one of the squares had like all these benches with these really colorful mosaics all over the benches and very artsy. There's a malecón that you can stroll down by the water. It was a really walkable town and it just looked really cool. It seemed
how far is it from your resort?
A 15-minute drive maybe. You couldn't walk it because of where our resort was. It was up on this hill with a crazy curve that you had to, you wouldn't walk on that road, but it wouldn't have been too hard to get there with a taxi.
I mean, there was definitely traffic. I feel like it probably is not really that far, but it's further because of traffic. You know, anytime we went out, which wasn't much, I have to stress, we did not get out of that resort very much, but there was always traffic. You're always sitting there in traffic. Yeah. And they can, you know, they'll dart around it. But again, the downtown area is kind of, you know, two or three main streets, it seems. And so you're on one of them and whatever one you hope doesn't have as much traffic as the other one, you know.
How is customs coming through?
It was okay. It was pretty easy. They still do that thing where you hit the button and you either get a green light or you get red where your luggage gets scanned more. I think they stopped doing that in Cancun. So I got chosen. I was the chosen one. So they went through my luggage, which was, you know, it was not really that bad. It was just, it went through the x-ray machine and then, you know, they opened it up and looked at it. But since I'm such a neat packer and I have my packing cubes just so, they didn't even really go through my stuff. But the woman in front of me had a package of, she had like a Ziploc baggie of coffee creamer. And it made me think of Heidi's story where she brought the protein powder mm-hmm. and got stopped and they like searched her bag. Yep. Someone's like, it's creamer. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure it is.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
That is just one of those cases if you need to pack smart. I mean, you're not thinking about it when you dump it into the bag. You're like, oh, I don't want to carry the whole creamer thing, but you don't want to buy the little packets because you want to be good to the turtles. And then, So
I don't know though. I mean, I would just use milk. Who uses that stuff?
Well, that's true. And I would think if you use that, you're probably not too worried.
Same kind of people who drink Mick Ultra.
The other thing is the airport is teeming with, and I don't think you guys ran into them the way I did, but the timeshare people.
Oh, I had been warned, so I knew to ignore.
I knew to ignore them too, but they literally stood in front of me, blocked my way, and led me to the side. Like,
yeah,
I would have had to actually physically push somebody to not, you know, they used every trick in the book. And I literally looked at them and said, I understand you're not my transfer. I'm a travel agent. And they still went into their sales pitch. I'm like, I am a travel agent. I'm not going to be buying your timeshare. Let me go. And I got around the corner and another one grabbed me. They're the
same
thing.
I'm really surprised you even said anything to them.
I will not touch someone. Like, I mean, I was like, I would have had to actually, there were three of them and they got around me and led. I mean, like, I would have had to actually forcefully push my way through them.
Yeah.
They didn't touch me. They just made it so that I would have to touch them to get out.
They blocked you. And I came in a few days before you didn't. It was bad. And what I found was funny was that each one of them would apologize for the person before. Uh-huh. I'm so sorry. They don't work for the airport. Well, you don't work for the airport either.
Yeah.
You guys know no in Spanish is no, right?
I totally said it. And I mean, I even said, I'm a travel agent. I'm not going to buy a timeshare. Oh no, this isn't a timeshare. And then he'd be like, I'm with this resort. And the funny thing is the guy who apologized to me for the other guy who was obviously trying to sell me something, but I'm not trying to sell you something. Was like, I'm with this resort. I'm like, you mean the same resort that other guy is with? He was like, oh, was he from? And I was like, yes. Can I go now? Can I go outside? And he's like, yes, ma'am. So I just had to be kind of a jerk, but I mean, the alternative was to actually physically push them. And I, you know, I'm in a foreign country. I just got there. I'm not going to like actually.
Yeah.
You really don't want to get arrested in Mexico.
Really, you know, I have a really good technique of acting like I don't see or hear anything.
Oh, I did that.
Walking. you know, and bumping into people.
Can you see me? Can you actually see me?
You see dead people? Yeah.
What we need to do is walk faster. I think if I had, you know, like put my blinders on and just breeze through quickly, but I was looking for a place to pull my bags out of the way so I could summon an Uber. And I was just looking for a place to stand out of the way. And that was a big mistake. You need to get out of there as fast as you can.
And that hallway is an L shape. So the one in Cancun is pretty much straight on. Once you go through those doors, you can see the doors to outside, but that one, you go through the doors, you have to turn right and then left. And so it was just way too easy for them to corner me. And trust me, I was taking long strides. I'm a tall girl, and they literally made it. So, I mean, it was like pickpockets. They literally ganged up on me and just sort of gently walked this way to where I would have literally had to push them in order to get out. So it wasn't horrible. It didn't detain me too much, but I was angry. It was not
one of those times that you're grateful if you have to, for whatever reason, use one of the airport wheelchairs and have somebody pushing you, because they are on a mission.
Well, and they won't be bothered, because they know, you know, they work there, so they won't be bothered.
Really do work for the airport.
I definitely say, when you're going to Puerto Vallarta, make sure you have your, you know, like resting bitch face on, and you get right out there to the transfers. And they are outside, just like they are in Cancun. There's not anybody, and don't let anybody, because that was the other thing. They kept saying, no, you don't need to go out there. We're right here. And I'm like, no, you're not. I mean, I knew but there was I had no choice. Yeah. They were very good.
Well, your travel agent will give you some good recommendations. Just read exactly what they say and go out the front door.
Yep. We usually set up. I mean, I can't think of a time I've sent somebody to an all-inclusive that they didn't know the transfer.
Yeah, all of the transfer companies that we work with have uniforms and will tell you exactly what they're going to be wearing. And it's not like it's, you know, I mean, even if it is a Target red shirt and khaki pants, nobody else will be wearing that. It's, you know, it's very easy to tell who your transfer company is. So.
Did you run into any timeshare issues at the resort?
No, but I will say we also were a group of travel agents. Yeah, they knew who we were.
They knew. Yeah. Okay.
They do have, Hyatt has a timeshare program. In fact, I think they told us
anybody at the desk. Like, I think there was a desk there, but I never saw anybody there.
They had a couple of rotating desks on the way over to our building, where the rooms were. And I noticed somebody there one time. And sometimes it's car rentals, sometimes it's actually our transfer company was there at one point. But it rotates out. But yes, they do have the Hyatt properties do have timeshare.
Okay. Yeah. I know the AM resorts do as well, but yeah. I've heard mixed things about how aggressive the salespeople are. It's different between resorts. So I guess you never know.
Yeah. So what resort did you guys stay at?
The Hyatt Ziva, mm-hmm. which is a family resort. And do you want to know how to tell the difference in Hyatts for their family and adult onlys?
Zilara is adult and Ziva is family.
Yeah, so Ziva has four letters, so does kids, and Zilara has how many letters? Same amount of letters as adults. So
I think that's right, actually.
It is. So I remember.
It is right.
Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Adults. Yes, it is right.
Yeah,
I verify.
That's how I remember that.
Can confirm.
I didn't make that up, though. I did hear it from another agent.
But. Hyatt Ziva, unfortunately, autocorrects as Hyatt Zika. So I remember.
Something completely different.
Yeah. Wow. So you don't want kids. You don't want kids to be affected by Zika, but that they can go to this resort. So yeah, probably not what Hyatt wants me to remember. But
so what did you like about Hyatt Ziva?
I loved the location of this resort. Yeah. It was in a cove.
Beach.
Yeah. The beach was great. It was kind of, it was in a cove. So there, you know, all the beaches are public, but you couldn't really get to this beach. You could probably kayak to it or something, but there were cliffs on either side. So for all intents and purposes, it was a private beach. So that was awesome. And the sunsets were amazing. So the location was really good. And yeah.
Was the beach swimmable?
Yeah. They had the flags up to tell you when you shouldn't, but it was one of those things where, like, I never really noticed the tide changing. I think it was just a really sheltered cove area, so it could have gotten rougher, but I did stick my feet in the water one day, but we didn't swim in the ocean.
Was it cold?
No,
Were you all in the same kind of room?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first day I went in the water, it was really cold. But I mean, it was cold for me. That doesn't necessarily mean it was
anybody else. It's not cold like when I go to LA to visit my cousins, I feel like it's cold there. This was not cold to me. This was kind of like normal ocean to me. Not Caribbean Sea warm, but normal ocean.
Yeah, so Laura, to your question, there's two towers of rooms. One is the standard rooms, and one is the club level rooms, concierge. Both sides have some swim outs at the bottom. None of us had a swim out though. We were all like third floor and up. You were on the seventh floor, Lindsay, is that right?
Yeah, seventh floor.
So we were on the third floor. Ocean view, and I think all of them were ocean view.
Yeah, I can't think of
the way that, yeah, because we entered from the back. So yeah, there was nothing on the other side. It was the rooms were huge, very comfortable. Not the best bed I've ever slept in, but it was comfortable.
They had scales in them.
Yeah, they had scales, but they were in kilograms, as Lindsay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to set my scale to kilograms. Just tell myself I need to gain weight. It's not healthy.
And then there were some rooms that had balconies and then others that had French balconies. So I had a French balcony.
I had French balcony.
Did you?
Yeah.
Lindsay?
I had the French bell, the window that opened up.
Yeah.
Didn't have it walk out, but I had like the most gorgeous view.
Yeah,
my view was great too, but I was right above one of the restaurants. And if you had been in a swim out right under me, you would not have seen the ocean. You would have seen the people eating in the restaurant. So that was kind of interesting. Yeah.
My kids would have totally splashed everybody.
Just jumped around in the pool the whole
time. Oops.
Well, and on the other side, this might have been the club tower. I guess it must have been. But the swim outs had like a little walkway in front of them for the waiters. So like you could be in your swim out pool and get like
bar
drink service and stuff. Yeah, which was really
cool. Winning.
Yeah,
I think that
was the bathroom separated from the room or
see. Yeah. And actually at first I thought it was not great for families because there's a window in the shower, but it's a frosted glass window. But I came to realize you can't see in or out of it from either side. It's true. It's like a really, really frosted glass. So it is glass, but there's like, it's not even really translucent.
That's good to know because I took a shower in the room.
Yes. That's how I discovered
it. It took me 2 days to figure out how to turn the hot water on.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of people didn't wait because I heard that a lot. People were saying that they didn't have hot water, but I think they just weren't waiting long. You had to wait a little bit, but
it was like a refreshing. It was almost like, you know, when you come off the beach and there's a shower out there to rinse off, that's what it felt like. Except I wasn't hot because I wasn't on the beach.
Basically a cold shower.
Yeah, it was a cold shower.
But yeah.
Did you eat at the buffet all the time or did you eat it? Were there separate restaurants or?
I ate at the buffet, I think twice. Only breakfast though. I didn't eat there lunch or anything.
The buffet schedule there is very weird. They actually closed the buffet from 12 to 1 to change over from breakfast to lunch. So they do that because they opened a couple of the restaurants for lunch. So you can get the sit down lunch from 12 to 1 while they change it over. For someone attending a conference, it was not ideal because you know, the sit down restaurants are very, you're on vacation. Yeah. They're leisurely. And so we really just wanted the buffet. And my understanding is the buffet was pretty good. Somebody sat behind me for the fire show with food from the buffet and it smelled amazing. It smelled really, really good. So I think the food at the buffet is decent. It was not, I would not choose this resort for food. I'll just be honest. I would not choose.
You're a foodie. This is not the, this, I really like this resort, but this is not the place for you if your food is make or break it. I had a couple great mediocre meals, but nothing like to write home about for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any favorite thing that you found there that you really liked?
I liked the breakfast burrito at Blaze. I did like some of the things there, but
the guacamole was really good.
Yeah, the guacamole too.
Yeah, honestly, the margaritas were so strong that I don't remember the food.
That is the thing I will say. You need to know how to order your drinks there. Like you need to know how to order your tequila, which tequila you want. Because I think it took me a couple days to figure out which is the one that tasted good that I wanted in my drinks. and not the ones that they would offer you. You have to ask for the other ones. So much like all other, a lot of other all-inclusives, if you don't ask for the specific, you're not going to get the,
you know, Herradura, Patron,
yeah,
Chinaco.
And so that's one of the caveats to the club level rooms had their own bar area inside with like little appetizers and things. They had their own little dining area in there for a buffet. And it seemed like they had a lot of top shelf mm-hmm. alcohol in there, in addition to, you know, the swim up suites having the butler service, which I think I would just never leave my pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't they have a drink of the day in the club lounge too?
They had a drink of the day in the club room. But it was my understanding that you could order that drink of the day elsewhere. They just didn't have it advertised.
No.
Because I think the first day there was somebody asked what they were getting, and they said they got the drink of the day. And so I got one too. And
yeah. The club level rooms have been renovated there, but the other ones haven't. People were talking about how gorgeous the club level rooms were, and it was a shame that not everybody was over there. But my room was fine. I didn't feel like it was especially outdated or anything.
I didn't. Yeah, I had no problem at all. Like the decor and the style of the room, and it was clean. I loved the tile flooring. It had that nice resort feel to it. It was big, spacious, open. Really like that. We should probably mention that this resort is about to undergo an extensive rehaul.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think there's June, July, August. I was talking a little bit more with the on-site manager again about that. They're going to have a lot of things are going to be changed and updated.
Including food and beverage. So what we're saying about the food not being fantastic, that may change.
I would go back to this resort in a heartbeat.
The location is just amazing.
Yeah. I would go back just for the location. I mean, it's not that it's bad. You just have to think of like the food that we had was probably like Applebee's quality. So it's not like you're, oh my gosh, I couldn't eat anything.
It was fun. It's fun.
Yeah. You can eat.
So did you guys go visit any place else?
Mm-hmm. We did.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the other resorts we visited.
So one of the other resorts that we visited, which was actually two resorts, was the Secrets Vallarta Bay and now Amber, which are right next to each other, and they're sister resorts pretty much in every they're like mirror images of each other, although there are some things that are in one not in the other. I think the teppanyaki restaurant's only on one side, right?
The casino is on now.
So now is family friendly, Secrets is adult only,
and the casino
special stuff in the spa.
The casino is smoke free, which I don't think I've ever seen a casino that was cigarette smoke free.
Yeah. It's not a huge casino, but and we all walked in and went, I can breathe in here.
So if you stay on the secret side, you have privileges at now, but it does not go the other way. So it would be a good option for people who are, maybe a wedding or a big family reunion or something where you need to have kids, but there are some people that don't want to be with the kids all the time. And honestly, when we walked from they took us on the tour and we were outside by the pools, and then they took us this back way to get over to the now side. And it was amazing how, like, when you were on the secret side, you could not hear anything going on the now side. And when you got over to the now side, you could tell there were kids running around and in the pool and all that stuff. So it was really interesting.
Yeah. And we should state that, not anybody can just walk over to the now side from the secret side outside. It's all walled off. It was about back way. So just to stress, that's not going to happen. I liked both resorts. I thought they were really, really pretty. I mean, I thought it was, it's much closer to downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We passed it again later, and they're high rises. So, but the lobbies were almost exactly identical. We actually were like, oh, we've already been here. We're like, nope, this is the other lobby. We're on the other side.
And they had a mariachi band.
Mm-hmm.
How about the beach there?
I was just going to say, I don't remember the beach. I'll have to look back through my pictures.
It is there. I mean, I did see it. And keep in mind, all the beaches in Mexico. Yeah. Well, that's unusual for us. Sometimes we never get to see the beach at all. All the beaches in Mexico are public. And since this is downtown, it's accessible by anybody. So you will end up with vendors coming by. And actually, our friend mentioned that even at La Palapas, they would come by. But if you say that you weren't interested, then they move on. So that was something that at the Hyatt Ziva, we were kind of spoiled because the beach isn't officially private. It's all public land, but you can't access it unless you have a boat. So, or unless you're on property. So it was like having a private beach.
I did take pictures from when we went up to do the room inspection. We walked out on the balcony. I took a picture of what, like from the top, what the pools and the beach mm-hmm. look like and stuff. So I have that on my business Facebook page.
I definitely think, I mean, when we talk about, you know, Western Mexico and then the Baja Peninsula generally doesn't have any swimmable beaches. There are exceptions to that, but you know, that's a general rule. This was definitely a beach destination. You could enjoy the beach pretty much anywhere. I will say that the surf reminded me a little bit of the Atlantic coast, where you get waves mm-hmm. and, you know, it's not calm, serene, blue water for as far as the eye can see. Even in our little cove, you know, we had the crashing waves, you know, which I love. I love that sound. In fact, I laugh because here at home, we have a Google Home thing and it has ambient noise on it. And one of the choices is, you know, ocean sounds. And I love falling asleep to that. And I opened my window and I was like, oh, this must be where they recorded that. Because it sounded exactly that same rhythm and everything. It sounded exactly like that. So definitely very relaxing and really nice to work on.
And it was so close. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the waves were so close to the rest of the resort. That's probably my favorite thing about this place is that it was not so spread out that she couldn't get from one side to the other quickly. Everything was very within arm's reach, so to speak. It's a great property if you don't want to do a lot of trekking.
Yeah. So, and that's back to the Hyatt Ziva. So the Secrets and the now Amber were bigger, but you know, again, we did a tour, so it's kind of hard to say, but I didn't feel like if you were in one or the other that it seemed that big. Since we did both at the same time, it seemed really large, but.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about this destination is I think you would want to get out of the resort, mm-hmm. you know, and at least go to the town and maybe check out some restaurants or shows. They had tons of flyers up for all kinds of shows and stuff, too, so it looked really cool.
And I will say the Secrets in the Now would be a great location for that because it's right downtown, so it's much quicker. You know, we were talking about the Hyatt Ziva is probably 15, 20 minutes, depending on traffic. This would be like you could walk out and, you know, If you weren't right in the section of downtown you wanted to be, a cab ride would not take you long to get there. So another one that we went to, which I definitely want to make sure we talk about before we run out of time, is the Gran Velas Riviera Nariit.
I was so excited to see this one.
Such a beautiful resort. This is like top of the line.
Luxury.
Yeah. And Riviera, the Nayarit area, you know, Puerto Vallarta has these little neighborhoods. And this basically is, I didn't look at a map, but it was a gated community almost. I mean, it was definitely sort of secluded. So this would not be one where you want to leave the property and go explore because it would be a bit of a distance. This is much more of a stay there. But when you check in, they give you a massage as you're checking in. Why would you want to leave?
That's my number. You've got my number.
I know. I'm like, I just want to check in the whole time, please. I'm just going to stay here and just spend the entire time checking in. Thank you.
I didn't want to leave after the tour. It has a very relaxing ambiance to it in and of itself, even without the massage. I mean, when you walk in, it just has that feel to it. And then of course, we got to walk by the four diamond restaurants that are on property.
Four diamond restaurants.
Yeah. So if you're a foodie, that's definitely, it's on my list to go back to for sure.
One of the things that it had too that I thought was really cool was the Teen Club. The Teen Club mm-hmm. was really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a family resort.
It is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we saw plenty of kids there. And in fact, one of the things they boast, and there are other chains that do this, but I feel like they took it a step up. They have baby services. So if you're bringing a baby, they provide the stroller, the pack and play, the bottle warmers, some toys, everything you need, they'll have it there for you. So you don't have to carry it with you.
Yeah. Do
they also have nannies so that if, you know, adults want to go out for an evening, then they can.
There's an extra charge for the nannies.
For the babysitting. So, yeah.
But mm-hmm. it is available.
Oh yeah. Yes. Honestly, this is the kind of resort where, you know, do you want to rent a Maserati? We can make it happen. I really feel like that's the sort of place that it is. Yeah.
I feel like most people are bringing their nannies anyway.
And their Maseratis. Yeah.
And their
Yeah. And incidentally, there's also like the rooms sleep three. there's no rooms that sleep four, because the expectation is if you have a family of four or larger, you're going to want two rooms.
Yeah.
They're huge rooms.
You're not going to care what it costs.
Yeah. It's not like these rooms are tiny.
That's actually kind of what they said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how is the pricing?
It's five star.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And it's five star pricing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's high. Yeah.
But it's a luxury product. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, I mean, you're well taken care of. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember. Did we see the spa? We must have.
We did.
Yeah. We saw the spa at each property we went to. I will say spas start to look the same to me. And all of the spas we saw were really very beautiful. I mean, the Hard Rock was a lot more fun, but.
They're not all the same.
No, but I mean,
they do kind of blend.
Yeah. Was that the one that was at the
Secrets top? One kind of stood out to me. So the feathers.
That was a little weird. Yeah. What was the rooftop one? Was that? See, this is the thing. We see all these hotels
that
right
was
in a row.
The Hyatt.
Yeah. That's the Hyatt. That's one I spent the whole day in.
Yeah, that was very nice too. But yeah, everything was just, and the Grand Velas is also one of those properties where everything is large, so that it just feels, even if there's a lot of people there, you don't feel like there's a lot of people there, but it also doesn't feel large. Like it doesn't feel huge. It's just really, really well arranged. So I did ask, there was a fountain in the front lobby that was basically cut into the ground. It's the sort of thing that, you know, that 80 million people fall into. This is the sort of thing that in America they'd put a fence around it because we couldn't be trusted. And I asked her, I was like, so how many people end up in the fountain? And she looked at me, she said, no one ever. I was like, really? Really? No one has ever ended up in that fountain.
And that's just me.
Because they're probably not walking in and looking at their cell phone. They're
looking up at all
things. But even if there's children there, surely a child has run through that fountain. It's too tempting. It's just too tempting.
My kids would have fallen in it. I mean, I'm pretty sure that would have happened.
I feel like a couple of shots of tequila and Sandy would have been running through it. So
yeah, I was just
one of those signature drinks that they do. So I mean, we gotta go to Hard Rock too.
Yes.
That was really cool.
Yep. So Hard Rock's always a nice, consistent product.
Every time I go to Hard Rock, I want to stay at Hard Rock. Yeah. Very cool.
Yep. Guitar rentals and are borrowing. You don't pay for them. And then and all the rock and roll paraphernalia, the memorabilia and all of that.
Yes. It's a big resort.
That one's a fairly big one.
It's not as big as Riviera Maya, but it's a good size resort.
All the rooms have hot tubs in them. That's a Hard Rock thing.
Yeah, they have good product too, in the like all the shampoos and stuff. Mm-hmm. Are really good.
I know they've got the Camp Woodward at the Cancun location. Did they have anything like that in Puerto Vallarta?
No. Nope. Yeah. To my knowledge, the only two places that have it right now are Cancun and Dominican.
They did have like this big area over in the corner of the resort where they do concerts and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool.
And they had, and of course they have the where you pay the percentage for the services in the spa.
Yes, the unlimited all-inclusive. Yeah.
All-inclusive.
So basically you pay the service fee.
You pay a 25% service fee, because there are those who would argue that that's more than they normally pay on a service fee, but it's still, I mean, it's a significant savings. Yes.
Spa treatment. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how is this one? We've talked about the other ones, about how they're close to town or not close to town. Where does this one?
This one was further away. So after we were done, we had dinner there, and then it took us like 45 minutes to get back to the Hyatt. So it was the other side of the airport. So, I mean, going from the airport, it probably would have been about the same amount of time as the Hyatt was.
Maybe a little less, but not through town, you know? So, right. Yeah. So you're not near town.
Yeah. At all.
How was your dinner there?
It was very good.
It was good. They did like this whole setup. They had kind of like mini wedding kind of setups everywhere, so we could see what it would look like if you were doing a destination wedding. So that was kind of neat. And they had a violinist playing like contemporary songs. Yeah. She was amazing.
She was very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason we were there was for a group's workshop. So we were talking about, you know, how to properly sell groups, meaning including servicing them and, you know, making sure the whole group is happy and all that. So a lot of that is tied into destination weddings and corporate meetings. So not only did we have the wedding setups, but we also had like, they had our names come up on these screens, welcome, you know, so like the sort of thing you might do if you're having a corporate meeting or whatever, running slideshows. So we really got, and it was all on the beach. it wasn't on the sand. It was on a lawn by the beach. And I will say all of these resorts that we saw had beautiful wedding areas.
And they all had killer sunsets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, honestly, you cannot pick a better destination for, that's not fair. There's lots of wonderful destinations, but it's a good choice. For
one thing they said that I thought was really interesting was that it's a very big LGBT destination wedding area. Mm-hmm. So they really welcome that and they really advertise to that. So a really good option if people ask you where they should go.
And some of them even say we specialize in that. Like that's something that we really focus on. So it's a very friendly, warm town. I think that's part of why Sandy had such good feelings about it and why she wanted to stay.
Yeah.
Because it's a friendly place.
They told us so much about how safe it was and how they wanted us there.
Yeah.
You know, it was really nice. I really liked that area a lot.
Timeshare salesman aside.
Stop it.
I didn't stop either. I was stopped. I was very angry. It was not a good way for me to start my trip. But by the time I got to the hotel, to the resort, and heard those waves crashing, and I set up my computer, I'd seen Lindsay's pictures from earlier where she was talking about her office view, and I was like, I can't wait. And I sat down, I was like, I have the same view. And I opened up my window and listened to the waves crash. And
honestly, I mean, I've been to Cancun a few times, and I never really thought about the west coast of Mexico because it felt far to me, but no, I will totally think about that. And I would actually love, now I've got in my head that I would like to do a Mexican Riviera cruise and see kind of more places.
It is for East Coasters, it's twice as far for most of us as my flights, when they added up together, were twice what I'm flying to Cancun on
Earth. So if you connect in Houston from Raleigh, it's 2.5 hours kind of for each leg. Mm-hmm. So that was not bad.
But it's 2.5 hours from here to Cancun if you take a nonstop.
But you can't really find a nonstop. I mean, there's some nonstops, but look what happened to your nonstop.
The point is, anyway, I don't want my plane to get in.
My point is, it's closer to me.
I can't take a nonstop.
That's right.
Well, and it's one of the few places we go that I can say that my flight was shorter. I think shorter than that.
And since I'm fairly certain that we have at least 3 visitors, chances are good that one of them is west of the Mississippi. So for you, this is a wonderful, I would go back to Puerto Vallarta again. No doubt about it. I mean, it was definitely worth it.
So. Well, and although it's not something you saw while you're down there, one of the reasons that my client is going there in January and taking some of her friends with her is she is a huge tequila aficionado. And this is a place where she can do the tequila train and tequila tours. And that was not possible from Cancun.
Nice.
Or Cabo. It was not possible. It was very, 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 we had to have a little geography lesson because it was a very long drive, but she is so psyched about that. And she's actually staying in the Fiesta, which is the one that you did talk about, but the suite that she's chosen has tequila flights in it. Mm-hmm. So she made me list of exactly what she wants there. And
that's the other thing about the Grand Vela, so we should probably mention, when you check in, you get a special bottle of tequila.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I did the tequila tasting there. That was really good tequila.
Wait, was it tequila? It was mezcal, wasn't it? That was in the room. It was mezcal
in the room, but the tasting I had was an actual tequila. And then I did end up buying one of the types of tequila that I was having in my Palomas all week. And I have to say that was probably, that's the best tequila I've ever had in Mexico, was in Puerto Vallarta.
Sounds yummy.
Well, you say tequila and all it goes through my mind is that song about tequila makes your clothes fall off. So.
Well, tequila did not make my clothes fall off, thank God.
So, on that note.
Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We'd love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on outlandertravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review in iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Elizabeth, Lindsay, Sandy, Donna, George, and myself, Laura, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.